Blog Talk Radio.
That's my girl, Claudia Jordan, and I interviewed her a while back. She's such an adorable young lady out of L.A., and that's one of her singles called What? It's W-H-E-T. You can find her on Instagram. But today's focus, it's a beautiful, sunny Friday afternoon here in the ATL, and we are feeling amazing today. My guest, Kimberly Raven. She's going to be joining me. She also goes by AKA Ms. Hollywood. I've had the pleasure of knowing Ms. Kimberly for some years now. She's a native of Atlanta, Georgia, and she's involving herself in so many positive activities and certain things that she's doing right now. She's an actress, she is a massage therapist, and she's a life coach. We're going to get into mental health today. Let's get into it. Without further ado, may I introduce Ms. Kimberly Raven. How are you?
Hey, Ty. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing well. How's everything going on your end of the your side of town? How's everything going today?
Everything is going wonderful. Everything's great.
Okay. Well, I like to hear that. I already see we have two people have called in. We'll take their calls in a minute. Thank you for your support and calling in. This is Ty Jones. This is the show that I call Ty Jones The Voice. This is where everyone who's anyone, you have a voice. It's to be heard right here. So let's jump right into it, Ms. Kim. Life coaching and being an entrepreneur. What does mental health mean to you? And what's tell the listeners about your life coaching job that you have right now and what you're doing.
Okay. Mental health to me, it's all about peace of mind. It's all about having that calm peace so you can make, you know, the executive decision that you need to make in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We all can admit that life is hard, life is fast, life is unpredictable. But when you have that calm peace of mind and you are on the right track mentally, then you can make, you know, the right decision. You know, you can feel good about the decisions that you make for yourself and for your family. And, yes, you know, sometimes we do make decisions that, hey, we regret making some decisions. But here again, if you have that calm state of mind and if you have that mindset to where you're open for making the right decisions, or if you get a little sidetracked in making, you know, decisions, that you have that calm mentality that you can correct your mistakes and get back on the track of life.
On the right track.
So,
now, you know,
me,
it's interesting that you say that. And before we get started, I want to give some of these listeners a little bit of insight. So, because there's times, Kim, and when it comes to mental illness, some don't have the control. So here are five warning signs of mental illness to watch for, especially when you have two or more of these symptoms. Long-lasting mm-hmm. sadness or irritability is one. Extremely high and low moods. Excessive fear, worry, or anxiety. Social withdrawal. And lastly, dramatic changes in eating or sleeping habits. So I tapped into those so people can identify that mental illness is real and that those are some of the warning signs. So you dealing with some of your clients that you have for life coaching, what's your approach and how are you helping those? That's one question. And then the first question you can answer, what motivated you to become a life coach?
Okay. Well, let me answer the second one first. So what motivated mm-hmm. me to become a life coach, I've had struggles and challenges in my lifetime. So I have experienced several things as far as growing up with parents that had an addiction. My dad was addicted to alcohol. My mom was addicted to cigarettes. And, mm-hmm. you know, going through a divorce and, you know, being a single mom. So, you know, you have these life challenges, and I had to focus on what was important to me. And once I changed my mindset and I started tapping into me and knowing myself and loving myself, then I was able to pull myself out of a rut. Because sometimes, let's just face it, life knocks us down, and some of us just can't get up from it.
That's correct.
But I was lucky enough, I was motivated enough, I was focused enough, I was obedient, I was disciplined enough to pull myself along with God. But I had all those attributes to pull me out of the rut. And right. so after overcoming experiences and situations and challenges, after doing that over and over and over again and finally coming out and seeing the light, coming out of that darkness and seeing the light, I wanted to help other people to come out of their darkness and see the light. So right. that's the reason why I chose, where I think God chose me to be a life coach. Mm-hmm. Because life coaching is not, it's about catering to your mental, but my life coaching is about facilitating growth and change in your life.
Correct.
That's plain and simple. That's what a life coach responsibility is, to facilitate growth and change. We're talking about, we're focused on the present and the future.
Yeah.
Not so much.
So let's give people some insight. So what is life coaching for those that don't understand? A life coach encourages and counsels clients on a range of professional and personal issues. Life coaching is distinct from giving advice, consulting, counseling, mentoring, and administering therapy. You would hire a life coach to help you with specific professional projects or personal goals and transitions. So this is your purpose, and your faith is what you exercise in becoming the woman you are to life coach. So with mm-hmm. that said, let's jump into it with how you approach a client. And what are some of the things what's your specialty in your life coaching skills? What do you specialize in?
My specialty is personal growth, and it's all about you. My purpose is to get you focused on you, because like I said, so many people lose their sales and their job and their relationship and other things outside of themselves. You
right.
can't focus on anything else, so you won't be open for growth and change if you can't focus on yourself. You have to focus.
Right.
So that's my effort. That's my niche. That is what I focus on. And when people come to me, they are ready for that growth and change.
I like that. And so before we go further. Let's do this, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take this call. You have someone. Let's see if they have a question or a comment for you, okay, since we have somebody
okay.
calling in. Area code is 813. Last four digits are 2836. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, hello. My name is Carlos, calling from Tampa.
Okay.
Hey, Carlos.
How are you, Carlos? How are you doing?
I am fantastically well. How about yourself, hey, Kim?
Yes, I'm fine.
We're doing great. Do you have any questions for Kim or comment about the profession she does and what she's involved in? Do you have any questions for her?
Well, more of a comment. I just want to say that I have been working with Kim for about 3 months now, and Kim, she wants you to see you and take care of you. So she really has a way helping an individual look at themselves in a way that they have not before.
Correct.
So I definitely appreciate that style and her perspective. So,
has it aided you? Let me ask you a question. Has it aided you? And what have you been doing interacting with Kim? Like you say, you work with her. What type of work do you do with her?
Well, when I work with Kim, what I do is, say, life coaching is about transitions. So I'm an entrepreneur transitioning from the working world to being an entrepreneur, which is not easy. So
right.
I have different ideas and things I want to do within my profession that I need a second opinion and a different perspective. So Kim helps me with that perspective and seeing if it will be beneficial or not to myself and my clientele.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. That's the magic answer. That's what I wanted to hear. I like to hear progress. Good there. And tell me your name again, sir.
Carlos.
Carlos from Tampa. Hola, Carlos. Stay there and hold the line. And I'm going to take another call and see if they have any questions for Ms. Kim. Area code is 770. See something. Last four digits, 7582. Want to know if you have any comments or questions about life coaching or how would you approach some of the things you're dealing with in your life, like right now? Let's see. Let's take this call. Hi there.
Hello.
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hello.
Tell the audience to name.
My name is Antonio.
Any comments or questions for Kim about what he's doing with life coaching? He was curious about the show.
Well, I'm not that familiar with life coaching. You know, sometimes I wonder, is it something like counseling? Like, you know, if you have maybe some issues you're trying to address, personal issues or emotional issues, or is it more involved with maybe your career or, you know, I guess I'm just trying to understand exactly what the role is of a life coach.
So the life coach is the facilitation of growth and change. So what any area in your life that you want to grow and change, then we can focus on that. So if you wanted to make a career change, we can focus on that. If you want to, if there's some type of personal development for yourself, if you're having low self-esteem, if you need more confidence, you know, any area in your life that you need help with to facilitate growth and change to make you a better person, then that's what you and I would focus on. So the definition of life coach is to facilitate growth and change. That's it. It's as simple as that. Life coaches, we talk from the present to the future. You have counselors that talk from, you know, the past. Coaches, we don't do that. We may tap into some parts of you in your past, but we are here to facilitate growth and change from the present to the future.
Okay.
So, like I said, with my, you know, life coaching, I'm all about personal development. I'm all about helping you become a better person, become a better version of you. So if it's some, you know, areas, like I said, in your life that you feel stagnated in, and you just need a little push. Some of us just need that little push. We need that encouragement. We need structure. we need help when we set our goals. We need help to get to those results.
So let's give them an example, Ms. Kim. Let's give them an example. I come to you, and I just went through a divorce. We'll use me as an example. I just went through a divorce, a recent breast cancer survivor, and I'm feeling a little insecure about my body and how it would feel to get out there and date again. How would we approach, what steps would we take if I brought you that and that was a concern of mine? How would you approach that?
My first question will ask you, what goals do you have? When you come to me, you have certain goals that you want to achieve. You have a goal and then you want an end result. So with your, you know, with you being a breast cancer survivor, I mean, you may set goals to where you want to, you know, start doing speaking engagements, but you're afraid to speak in front of people, you know, so uh-huh. We'll focus on that. If you have a goal, whatever goal it is, then
so the goal would be for me is, like, if I'm insecure about, like, okay, I had this surgery, and, you know, as a woman, when you've, you know, you've had work done on you, getting out there and being confident to date again, like, what type of advice would you give me on that if I had, you know, came to you with that concern?
You're tapping into the emotion. So here again, you would have to tell me what your goal is. You're kind of missing the whole.
So the goal is to achieve confidence to date again. So what type of advice do you give someone?
Okay, well, then I would have to ask you, well, what makes you, I mean, what, I would have to come up with certain questions. I would listen, I'm mm-hmm. listening to you, because life coaches, we do more listening. I would listen to you, pick out certain tidbits, and then I will ask you questions based on that. So, it's kind of hard, but not hard for me to kind of just tell you, hey, you know, do this and do that. But, you know, you will have assignments. You will have things that you need to do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell you, you know, you know, several things.
No, I like the insight. So first is you're giving people a guideline and a blueprint on how you would approach the situation with them and work with them. That sounds like,
yes,
it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and then we reaffirm everything the next week. You set up a session, if it's weekly, if it's biweekly, then whatever goals that you have, we will talk about it, you know, set a plan, and then you follow those plans. We set up a plan together. You follow those plans to get to your results.
Correct.
And it's not going to happen overnight. So if you say goals, it doesn't happen overnight. But you have to do the
let's
work.
Let's ask you this so your audience can know, because you're talking to the people that may be interested in you. What are your services cost? How many sessions do they have with you? And how would they get in touch with you?
Well, initially my plan and then my program is actually set up for 4 months.
Okay.
And if once you reach your result, and if you complete your result within, you know, before the 4 months is up, then, you know, your sessions would be complete. Some people it may take longer. Some it may take, a shorter time.
Okay.
We will have what I will do is have a free consultation. So that is where we will talk about the more personable details and the cost. We will talk when we do our free consultation.
Now, after your free consultation, where do you hold your sessions? Are you doing it mobile? Are you on location? Do you have a place that you agree to meet with your client? How does that work?
Right now, because of the COVID-19, everything is done virtually. So we could either do FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, or just, you know, talk on the phone.
So tell, if people want to get in touch with you, Kim, and they are interested in your services, tell the listeners, how would they get in touch with you?
Okay, so my social media handles are on Instagram. You can follow me at Goals2ResultsLifeCoach, and it's all one word, Goals, G-O-A-L-S, 2, the number 2, Results, R-E-S-U-L-T-S, and Life Coach. Also on Facebook with under Goals2ResultsLifeCoach as well.
All right. So that's what you heard, guys. If you want to follow her on Instagram, it's G-O-A-L-S, number 2, R-E-S-U-L-T-S, Life Coach, all one word. And she also goes by Miss Hollywood, and the name on Facebook is Kimberly Raven. Now, if they wanted to, do you give out a phone number for the listeners today, if they want to get in touch with you, talk to you about it, or do they go by DM? How do they get in touch with you?
No, I have a phone number. My apologies. So if you would like to reach out to me, my number is 678-871-9854. Again, that is 678-871-9854. And if you want results, it's called a Go-To Results Life Coach, and just get your life back together.
I like that. So along with the life coaching, Kim, because I met you, and when I met, we were introduced because we were both trying out for a reality TV show. And then a friendship was created. But what I admired most about you is entrepreneurship. So along with your life coaching, you're also doing massage therapy. Is that correct?
I'm still licensed at the moment. I'm not practicing massage therapy because I do not have a location right now.
Okay. All right. And so with that said, how long had you, I know you're not doing it currently, but how long have you been in the business of massage therapy? And what does massage therapy mean to you for the clients that you do touch? What is it? Is it important for people, do you feel?
Yes, it is, and I've been licensed and practicing for 13 years. And massage therapy is definitely therapeutic for your mind, body, and spirit. And
that's
here again, it calms the mind. It calms your soul so that you can think clearly. And massage therapy is also good for stress. Right about now, everybody's stressing over something. So massage therapy is definitely good
for
stress and blood circulation. You know, it helps your blood circulation and you know, for your to ease the pain and tension of your sore muscles.
I agree. And when we get into that, it reminds me of the chakras. So we all have 7 chakras. And they're connected to the various organs and the glands in the body. These chakras are responsible for distributing the life energy, which is also known as your chi or your prana. So if you look at it, this all goes with touch, and about touch, there's sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
And in the body, when you talk about your chakras, this goes all the way from the top of your head, which is your crown. So the top is your main chakras, the crown chakra, your brow chakra, the throat chakra, heart chakra, the navel, the sacral, and which is, you know, it helps with sexuality, vitality, and the root chakra, which is for survival. So when you touch a person's body and you're giving them this therapeutic massage, do you feel that sometimes you transcend? By doing this with people, have you had those that have told you about the results you've given them when they're consistent with their massages from you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have had a certain release of tension. Their stress level is down. And massage therapy is a exchange of energy. And so,
right, it is.
It's definitely an exchange of energy. So when I'm massaging my clients, I can definitely tell when they're tense, and most of us are tense in the neck and the shoulder and that lower back area. So I can definitely feel their pain because, one, like I said, I've had challenges too. And I've had, challenges and illness and soreness within my body. So when I feel that tension and I know I'm in pain from that, I can tell that they are in pain too. So that's my mission, my purpose is to release all that tension and that negativity and that stress, of the everyday life. That's my purpose is to release that.
Well, you know what, Kim? I love you for your insight and the pride and the integrity you have as a woman that is strong-minded, and you're giving, you're a servant, and that's something that I can admire about you. Being a servant to those, serving is an important position in life. And by giving back to people to help them with their healing, I definitely applaud you for that. If you had to give anyone a tip today on something simple, if they are going through a period in their life, because all that's happening in the world today, what insight would you give someone today about 5 minutes of de-stressing? How would you approach and just tell the listeners today of what you think they should do?
First of all, I would say first, thank you, Jesus, for waking you up. I know we all struggling right now. We're all going through a bad time and, feeling a certain way, feeling depressed or, whatever you may be feeling. But you know what? Thank God that you woke up with those feelings today. So first thing, take time to say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up today. And then take a couple of deep breaths to appreciate that you did wake up.
Yeah.
Take a couple of deep breaths.
Actually,
inhale,
you know what?
Inhale,
deep
and
breathing helps.
Huh?
I said, deep breathing does help. Like, I think people forget to do that. Like, it's actually really essential to just take, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, sit in silence with your eyes closed and just do some inhaling and exhaling. And you know what? I've been doing that. It just helps your day start in a good place, even mentally, I think it's very important. Let me see if Carlos has anything he'd like to offer or say to you or ask since he's still on the line with
us. Okay. All right.
Hey, Carlos, you have anything you want to comment or question about some of the things we've been discussing?
I'm just enjoying the conversation. Definitely enjoying the conversation and insight from both of you ladies. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for being a part of the show. Okay, guys, this is Ty Jones, and I also go by Love Jones Ty. You can find me on Instagram as Love Jones Ty. Follow me on Facebook. It's Ty Jones. My guest today, Kimberly Raven. I would love for you to continue to follow this beautiful, blessed woman. Go to her Facebook page. It's Kimberly Raven, a.k.a. Miss Hollywood, as well as on her Instagram page, Goals to Results Life Coach. She has tons of information, and you can always contact her on her social media sites or by phone. So give our listeners again, Kim, the number they can reach you at once more.
Okay, absolutely. You can contact me at 678-871-9854. Again, 678-871-9854.
Okay. This is the time of the show. Yeah. And this is the time of the show. And I want you to chime in, Kim. And I want Carlos to chime in as well. This is what I consider the thought of the day. I leave you with something that you want to give to the people that are listening. What would be your thought of the day after we've had this discussion, conversation, something that you would give to the people? Before we head out. So what would that be?
I will give to the people, appreciate everything and take nothing for granted and love yourself and love God.
That's short and sweet. I like that. Carlos, you're in the studio with us too. What would be your thought of the day and what would you want to leave listeners with?
Just that transfer of energy that you two were talking about is very important, and I think not a lot of people actually pay attention to that physical touch and how energy is transferred. So being more conscious of that and learning about the different chakras can definitely help anyone out a great deal.
Yeah, I think that's very essential. That's the one thing I think individuals, once they start walking into knowledge of self, when you tune into the body, you feel that electricity that exudes out you, and we do transfer energy to one another if you're very in tune with it. So that's a good point to make. Thank you for that. This is my final thought for this afternoon. Life is essential. Mental health is very, very crucial, and it is the stepping stone to living a better life. In all honesty, we are nothing if we are not good mentally. Mental health is so essential, and nowadays the world is running rampant with so many things that can distract a person. But you are not able to move that body if your mind is not able to be intact with what you are, who you are, and your happiness above all else. In the words of Parliament Funkadelic, he said, "Free your mind and your ass shall follow." So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Continue to have clarity in the mind. Therapy is very essential. And I want to thank my guest today, Ms. Kimberly Raven, who reminds us that things such as having a life coach is necessary. Being into a therapeutic lifestyle of massage therapy can be very essential. All these things create a happy life. So from Ty Jones, The Voice today, I want to thank you for tuning in and thank my guest, Ms. Kim, for being my guest today. Kimberly,
thank you for having me. Thank you.
I'd appreciate that. And you know what we're going to do, Kim? I'll be checking in with you like maybe once a month, have you call in and give me some updates on some success stories you have with some of your clients. Maybe they can call in too and share a success story on how you've been able to help them. Is that cool?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Yes, thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking very soon.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. This is your girl, Love Jones Ty, and to take me out of here, I'm just going to finish up with, I'm going to choose Tasha Scott, like this sister. She was on the show a few months ago. This is her song. It's called Tasha Scott Magic. This will take us out. Have a beautiful, beautiful Friday and a wonderful weekend. This is Ty Jones taking you out.
Together like right now, so tell me if you with it. I just lost a plane ticket. Me, you, oh yeah, that's winning. And it don't matter where we go, whether past Puerto Rico, passport.